4.4 Part 1
What made you want to be a translator?
It was something that I'd done when I was at university, and when I moved to Spain, it was difficult to get a job that wasn't teaching English. So I went back to England and I did a postgraduate course in translation. After doing the course, I swore that I would never be a translator. I thought it would be too boring. But I kept doing the odd translation, and eventually I came round to the idea because I liked the idea of working for myself and it didn't require too much investment to get started. Mm. And actually, I enjoy working with words, and it's very satisfying when you feel that you've produced a reasonable translation of the original text.
Mm. What are the pros and cons of being a translator?
Well, it's a lonely job. I suppose you're on your own most of the time. It's hard work. You're sitting there and, you know, you're working long hours. And you can't program things because you don't know when more work is going to come in. And people have always got tight deadlines. And it's really rare that somebody will ring you up and say, I want this translation in 3 months' time.
Sure.
You know, that just doesn't really happen.
Yeah. And the pros?
Well, the pros are that it gives you freedom because you can do it anywhere. If you've got an internet connection and electricity. And I suppose you can organise your time because you're freelance, you know, you're your own boss, which is good. I like that.
Hmm. What advice would you give someone who's thinking of going into translation?
I'd say in addition to the language, get a speciality. Do another course in anything that interests you, like economics, law, history, art, because you really need to know about the subjects that you're translating into.